Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put
taken over for Chris today. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I lost you there for a moment. Chris is taking a break from shouting at Smarks day and night and 24/7 and all that stuff, so asked me to take over for the night, but I should have let Randy take over for the night. She probably would have had a lot to say about wrestling.
Not really. I saw some things about John Cena saying that he was going to turn heel or something, and everyone ate that up.
Of course they will. That's fans for you.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see when I posted what Clinton said to me?
Nope.
Okay, I gotta go back to Chris's group because I posted it on there. Oh crap. If I can find it here. I'm surprised you're not in this group.
I didn't know he was in a group or had a group or something.
Well, now you're in.
All right.
So you should be able to see it, and I'll let you read it.
Well, I'm not really on my computer right now. I'm just on my phone, so.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
It's mainly he trying to quote something from the Boondocks. But it's just bad, so I just told him, like, the next time I see him, I'm going to hit him. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
But then again, he's a dumb smart anyway.
That's true.
But since you did see this past Monday Night on Raw, did you? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
I wasn't really like into it. Although this could be the go-home show before the pay-per-view, it just wasn't...
It was,
It was just wasn't that, like, something you want to see before, like, a pay-per-view. It just didn't have that feeling. Just like, what did they do wrong? As many with the thing to think about is what they did wrong, but who knows? But
yeah,
did you have like a? Oh, go ahead.
There was a it's not about Raw, but kind of in a way it is. There was some people saying that if Triple H and the writers of NXT like the takeover and arrival. Would you know do the shows on Monday and SmackDown? It would been it would be better, but I don't know about that.
Well, maybe tomorrow SmackDown will be better, but we'll see what they do with that.
That's true.
Let's see. What else happened on this past Monday? Oh, yeah, Daniel has to make a decision on to either surrender the title or Brie Bella's fired.
That's true.
What do you think about that situation?
I know he's hurt and he needs to take time to recover, but, I don't think that he should, give it up, right away.
Right, especially they don't have, a timetable on, how long he's going to be out and just mainly, how long it's going to be until he gets back in the ring.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's some, people going around starting rumors and saying that Bree's going to get fired because she's pregnant.
Well, you never know. Well, it's like we ain't saying that it's true or anything like that, but who knows? But if that's the case, that'll be, news for us.
Yeah.
Or they're going to be trying to advocate or something.
Yeah, since there was somewhere today that I read that Bree said she was having baby fever, and I think that's what all started it up.
Oh, wow. So, I guess that rumor may be true, but I guess we'll find out sometime next week. You know, probably somebody's going to leak it out. But also with the Evolution Seal contract or whatever, of course everybody knew it was going to end up like that.
Of course.
But I guess the interesting thing is I guess Batista will be done for a while after, I think it's going to be after this Monday's Raw or after the pay-per-view, I'm not sure, to promote his movie. So do you think that's kind of a giveaway that the Shield is going to win it?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't understand if this is true about, you know, Sheamus joining in the Evolution.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Yeah.
I just don't see it working. I really don't.
I don't either.
But, hopefully that, you know, they figure out what they're going to do, because they're saying they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and me personally, I don't want to see Sheamus with Evolution. I don't think it's a good fit for him.
No.
But then again, you know, it's WWE, they're probably going to do whatever, and they still got to answer to Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
So, total shocker, you know what I mean?
And
but,
then all the news about, you know, CM Punk saying in an article or something that someone asked him, how does it feel like to be retired? And, you know, he said it was great and stuff like that. So, you know, people's like, okay, well, I guess he is retired.
Well, as long as he agreed to that and confirmed it, then that just proves it that
yeah. He's
done.
And
I guess
then
he just, you know, sitting
people,
there. Oh, go ahead.
And then there's some people saying that that he just said that so he can get, you know, the wrestling fans and wrestling people off his back for a while, and he wants to lay low for a while.
Well, who knows? I know he's sick and tired of WWE's drama and stuff like that and what they're doing with him.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like he got paid very well. So it's like after his contract's up, he can, like, you know, make indie appearances, or if he want to wrestle in the indies, he's still going to make a lot of money.
For sure.
So it's like whatever he do, he's going to be doing good, making big money regardless. So. I know he ain't going to have nothing to worry about.
No.
But let's see. Christian's feature. I guess it's like when he, I guess when his wrestling contract is ended, he wants them to, I guess WWE wants him to be like a trainer, like down in Florida.
Yeah, that would be good.
Right, I think it'll work for him. Let's see. That's interesting. Oh, yeah, this Rey Mysterio has re-signed with the WWE for, like, another year.
Huh.
Yep, let's see. His contract actually expired a few weeks ago, but he received word that Vince McMahon decided to renew it for another year, even though there was no renewal option in his contract. WWE contracts are allowed, however, to be frozen during injury time, and Vince reportedly feels Mysterio missed so much time due to injury during his last contract period that he owes WWE more time.
I feel he doesn't
have
a lot of time.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with them.
So, Robert, are you keeping those jeans?
Yeah.
The ones that Nana said.
It's like he's going to be done, or they just haven't have him, like, make appearance or stuff, because I know he's be making a lot of money off of merchandise and stuff. God, I just had something else, too. You didn't see TNA, didn't you?
No.
Not a big fan?
Not really. I was watching NXT.
Yeah, I didn't see all of it. I only saw, like, two matches. So, for people that didn't see it, just explain, like, the matches and what happened.
Well, which ones did you watch and which ones didn't you watch?
The women's title, the women's championship match and the NXT championship match. I only saw, like, half of that.
Well, that's kind of like I did too. I mean, I was going back and forth by doing something else and stuff. So, well, let's see. Adam Rose fought first. I'm not really good with all the NXT guys because I haven't watched it in like so long before the, you know, the network came along. So I don't know really all their names. So, sorry about that.
It was okay.
But, the main one that stood out for me was, you know, the women's title. It was like, it was an emotional match all the way through, you know, because, you know, it's legacies and, that's a big thing, and so it was like a really good match. And there was one with Tyler Breeze.
Oh, yeah, and Sami Zayn, so, yeah, for the number one contenders match.
Yeah. That was a good one, too. I mean, all of it was good. What I watched.
Okay, I got the results of what happened. Okay, Adam Rose versus Camacho. Adam Rose won that match. Tag Team Championship match, El Loco and Kalisto versus Ascension. The Ascension retained the titles. Let's see what else. Sami Zayn, Tyler Breeze, what we just talked about. Tyler Breeze is the number one contender. Okay. Let's see what else happened. Oh yeah, and Charlotte and Natalya, which Charlotte is the new women's champ. And Tyson Kidd versus Adrian Neville for the NXT championship, and I think I know who won, let me just see.
Yeah.
Yep, Adrian had won. So you said it was a solid show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your pros and cons about the pay-per-view? Well, definitely so-called pay-per-view.
What was that again?
Oh, what are the good and the bad for NXT TakeOver, in your opinion?
Well, like I said, the good was like, I can't really say that it was a bad thing, so I don't have, you know, like any cons of it. It was like a really solid show.
Right.
Paige came.
This is what you'd have to fill out.
Yeah, because it seemed like it did good and the fans did enjoy it. And I know when me and a few of the guys was watching it, that match, everybody got into it. So what we're going to do, we're going to take one quick break. Although I know we got a few minutes left, maybe just take we'll just take a quick break, and we will be right back. I know you're still there, Rainey. What are you going to be looking for when it comes to this Sunday's pay-per-view?
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, the Bray Wyatt and John Cena match and, you know, Shield versus Evolution. Of course, two given ones, you know. And let's see. I'm kind of, in a way, looking forward to seeing, you know, Alicia Fox and Paige, because, you know, Alicia's all, you know, being in her crazy mood, and I'm wondering how that's going to play out. And it's Sheamus versus Cesaro, right?
Right.
That match will be really interesting, too, because of their, you know, their feud back and forth. Let's see. The tag team belts are up, right?
It may be, but I don't think they put it in the card yet.
I know they're doing the Hornswoggle versus that little bull's name. I don't know what his name is.
Oh, El Torito.
Yeah, on the pre-show.
Hair versus mask.
What are your
predictions?
Well, on John versus Bray, it's kind of hard to choose between those two because, you know, it could go either way, really. So I'm not really too sure about that one. And we discussed about, you know, the Shield versus Evolution, you know, that it's kind of given that, you know, the Shield's going to win. But, you know, I don't know. It could, you know, shock us, but I don't see, you know, that really happening. And between Sheamus and Cesaro, that's probably going to go to Sheamus, but it's probably going to be, you know, a back and forth battle, you know, between them two. And I think Paige is going to retain the title with, you know, her and Alicia, so. And, yeah, that's my prediction.
But, yeah, like I said, the Divas match will be interesting. And I was surprised, you know, about the Hornswoggle and El Torito. I guess people was in that match. People was paying attention to that match and liked it. And I guess we'll see how this one is going to do.
Yeah. Whenever we was on break and I heard, you know, the Cody Rhodes theme song, I was, like, wondering, you know, okay, they kind of teased us for a while that him and his brother's going to, you know, break apart and he's going to turn, you know, heel and stuff. But I don't know what they're doing with him right now with, you know, him and Goldust. And, was their match last Monday, you know, between Randy Orton and Batista. I mean, that match was, I don't know. It was okay, I guess, but, I mean, at the first of the show, they said it was, you know, going to be Randy versus Dean Ambrose, you know, but that didn't happen. So I don't know what happened between all that. I guess
it might happen tomorrow.
What was that?
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, this pay-per-view should be interesting. So, everybody, watch Payback this Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Time on pay-per-view, or watch it through WWE Network. Well, that's all the time we got. I want to thank Randy for calling in, and I know you and Chris are going to tear the show up next week. So, until then, you guys have a good night and enjoy the week.
Good night.